question. I thought that was kind of unusual, considering it came from Commissioner Fritz's office, but it does seem like this is a good step forward. It sounds like Mental Health Association is supportive of it. I just hope there's more public dialogue on this later. And since I have a few extra seconds, I just want to note that last December, when the council changed the rules for the Independent Police Review Division, the CRC, they did not make a fix in case CRC asked for more investigation on a case that came before them. And a case like that came up, they asked for IPR and Internal Affairs to do more investigation. They were told no just this last Wednesday. So I hope council will revisit that question again.
Is that germane to this issue?
Nope, but I just wanted to stick it in while I had 30 extra seconds.
Don't sneak it in. Thank you all. Anybody else wish to testify? All right, please call the vote.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Well, I'm really glad this was pulled off the consent agenda because it's really an important step forward. And I want to commend Commissioner Fritz and all those who are participating in the six-month pilot to try to improve outcomes for those who have mental health issues related to suicidal thoughts. I hope this will present a more compassionate approach, an approach where we do not have to get our officers involved, and we can have mental health providers involved in serving our citizens who have these problems. So this is a great step forward, and I hope the pilot proves us all right on our hunches here. Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Fritz?
Well, thank you to our community partners for continuing to work with me and others on this significant challenge and for pulling this off so we had this discussion. That was very kind of you. I have a formal apology for not having the public involvement section filled out.
Damn.
Oh, this is what happens when Commissioner Fritz only gets 6 hours sleep for 4 months straight. Because there was significant community involvement because of the work of the Safer BDX project, which Lisa Turley referenced, which is, again, a partnership bringing bureaus and different agencies together, the Sheriff's Department and the Cascadia Behavioral Health and others, looking at this as our problem and something that we will work together to find solutions, including having partners from NAMI and other peer advocate organizations. I want to take this opportunity to mention that the NAMI walk is coming up on Sunday, May 20th, and I have a team, and I'd love to have more people walking and talking as we go around the route about the importance of our whole community acknowledging mental illnesses as something that is prevalent in our society, and all of us know somebody who experiences mental illnesses. I particularly appreciate the comments about it. It's not a crime to have a mental illness, and it's not a crime to have suicidal thoughts. I have made the mistake in the past of talking about people having committed suicide. It's not committed. It's not a crime. It's completed or attempted. And we need to be thinking about this challenge in different ways, and in terms of illness as well as in terms of solutions. That's what we're working hard to do. I have to mention also that if people are having suicidal thoughts, there is another alternative rather than calling 911, and that is to call the Oregon Partnership's Lines for Life. Their number is either 800-SUICIDE or 800-273-TALK, T-A-L-K. So those are other alternatives of volunteers who are skilled at listening in and helping people think through their challenges that doesn't even get into the issue of calling 911 and potentially having police dispatched. So that's a great community resource that I encourage people to use. The mayor and I are working on additional pieces to this challenge, in particular having a second call taker or dispatcher in the Bureau of Emergency Communications looking through the records so that we can provide as much information both to the crisis line and to the police if they're dispatched to the call, so that we work together to get the best information to the frontline providers. And I do indeed want to keep working on this complicated problem. The county announced that we were going to be doing this several months ago, and it's taken this amount of time to make sure that we go through each step. Lives are at stake literally on this, and so we didn't want to rush into something. And as Lisa Turley mentioned, this is a pilot project, so we're going to see how it works. And as good nurses do, you don't just do something and then walk away and assume that it's taken care of the problem, you go back and look at, was it effective? What else can we do to make things even better? So I want to keep working on this problem with the community. Thank you so much. Aye.
Adams.
Yeah, we are working on a package of changes and proposals that I'm very excited about. They're a long way from being done, but we're making solid progress. And I want to thank Commissioner Fritz for applying her expertise and her leadership to these issues. The police bureau, you know, shouldn't be responding to a lot of these calls. We don't want them responding to a lot of these calls. So we're working hard to make that happen as we also make sure that when they do respond, because the volume is so great, so high, that they have the knowledge and the information, the general knowledge, but also the information about the individual that they are responding to. We also appreciate the under the fire chief elect, Aaron Jensen's interest and involvement, building on Chief Klum's work in this area as well. So a lot of work to do. This is an important, modest, but an important, very important step. Aye. All right, that gets us to a recess, right? Till 2 p.m. All right.